97.3, fourth one.
I admit I'm not in the best of moods this morning. I'm a little bit irritable.
A little bit. That's an understatement.
I'm a little bit irritable this morning, and it all stems from one tiny thing, and it's doing my nutting. I have a hole in my sock.
I know, it's pathetic, isn't it?
You think of the problems that the world's got, and I've got a hole in my sock, and
it's
that's putting me in a bad mood.
It's quite a big hole, though.
It's a monster, and obviously one of my little dogs has got hold of my sock during the night. And, I admit I've got the same socks on I had on yesterday.
Oh, no!
Well, you see, sometimes, because we get up at silly o'clock in the morning, right?
You didn't tell us that this morning.
On the upstairs hall, right? I take my socks off and...
Leave a wee pile of clothes.
And sometimes I forget to take an extra pair of socks out. And so rather than go back in and wake up my wife... I wear the same socks 2 days.
That's a sacrifice you're willing to make.
Wow. Yes, that's
really manky.
So anyway, I put my sock on this morning, and it's got a massive hole right on the big toe, and my big toe poked through. I took my shoe off, moved it about a bit so that my big toe wasn't poking through the hole. As soon as I put the shoe back on and took like 2 steps, big toe's right back. It's not. Funny.
But it's a monster, actually.
Yes.
I mean, it is a monster, and it goes right over the big toe. I mean, that's going to strangle.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
It's really uncomfortable, and it's really putting me off. And everything, you know, when I'm supposed to be concentrating on the show, the only thing I can think about is this flipping hole in my sock.
But it got so bad, you were having a fit early this morning, so we got you to take your socks off and swap them round to see if that would be better.
What you did was you told me to take the sock off, turn it inside out, and put it back on again.
That would work.
And the hole was in exactly the same place. That doesn't work. So, but it, I mean, it's January, isn't it? And everybody's irritable in January. We all have a short fuse in January, right?
Yeah.
And it's the wee things that often annoy you the most, isn't it, in January?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've got bigger problems in my life than my sock.
I had an issue yesterday. I'm trying to change my broadband.
Yeah.
And the broadband we currently have is in my husband's name. Now, he doesn't remember any information, no passwords, nothing. So I thought, right, I'll phone them up.
Yeah.
Phone them up. Is your husband there? No, he's not.
Right, well, you kind of change it then.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
they have to speak to him.
Yeah.
I said, but he doesn't know any of his passwords. That's okay. We'll ask him his age, his date of birth. I can tell you all of that.
Yeah.
No, we need to hear it from him.
Did you scream? Did you slam down the phone?
I was very stroppy. I was really stroppy.
Marty, you've also got problems in your life, right?
Oh, yes. Yesterday, I was taking the bin out.
Yeah.
Taking the bag from the kitchen down to the bin store.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice there'd been a little hole in the black bag.
Oh, no.
And I had a big trail of bin juice right the way through the kitchen, through my hall, down the stairs.
Is there anything worse than bin juice?
I felt like crying and breaking down when I saw it.
Did you have to go along and wipe it all out?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so small things that are irritating you this morning, give us a call. You're not allowed to see people on the radio moaning. But if you've got a wee thing in your life that's really doing you nutting, or maybe you were in a bad mood yesterday because of the smallest, most insignificant thing. Susie got out of bed this morning, stood in pee.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Her husband really needs to stop doing that.
I think she has a puppy.
Oh, does she?
I hope she has a puppy. Donna says wee things that annoy you. My son won student of the week at school.
Oh, that's good. Why is that irritating?
He got his picture taken. You get your picture taken, it goes up on the wall just as you go into the school, and the parents get sent a copy of the picture. He's got toothpaste all over his jumper.
Oh, that's going to bug you, isn't it? That picture on the wall. Oh, can I do this one? This is so funny.
Yeah.
Can't find the right necklace to wear with this top, so we'll have to change it. But if I do that, the trousers will be wrong. Then if I change them, I have to wear different shoes.
What a disaster that is.
That's a disaster.
That's from Big Brian. Thank you for getting in touch, Brian. Let's take a quick call. Fourth one, hi.
Hi, Brigitte. It's Alex, mate.
Hi, Alex. What are you saying?
I've had this thing where I go to my bed and I'm literally just at the point of nodding off and I snore, right? And I just get this initial snore and I wake up and I'm like, as if to say, who done that? And it totally keeps me up, honestly. And then it's like another 20 minutes before I can go to sleep. And then I nod off again and I'm like, oh, what happened there? Who's that?
your back?
Yeah.
I
and
think
Louise, my missus, she gives me a nudge in the ribs.
Yeah.
Roll on your side, Alex. And I didn't snore, but then I roll back onto my back and I'm up again.
I love the wee noise. That's brilliant.
Okay.
Well, listen, try and get some sleep, okay?
I'll try.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Okay.
Take
cheers,
care.
Fella. Bye-bye. John McGoldrick, Boogie Arlene. It's my day off today.
Nice.
Oh, good. Well, good for you. I had to get up for a pee and now I'm awake.
Oh, that's so annoying. Oh, that is annoying.
That's the winner, isn't it?
Oh.
That's the thing, the things that really annoy you. It's the weeest things. Had to get up this morning. It really is the weeest things. Had to get up for a wee wee this morning and went back to bed. Now can I get back to sleep? Thank you, John. No happy, but at least you're still dry.
In the morning. Back tomorrow morning from 6. 97.3.